T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
By the way, don't ever say you don't learn anything from this program.
I would never say that.
Thank you, John. This is the original old New Year's Day. It was in 1582 that they switched over to January 1st.
I remember it well.
Do you?
No, I'm not that old.
March 25th. March 25th was long considered New Year's Day.
Why?
Until 1582. It was believed that this was the day that Jesus was conceived, hence his birth on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. Which, 9 months from now is December 25th. I got it. Okay.
Right, all right. Right.
That makes some kind of sense, I guess. Well, Happy New Year.
Old New Year to you.
Thank you.
Which is that 5 times fast.
Is there a traditional gift to get somebody for Old New Year?
I don't believe so.
All right, good, because I didn't get you anything.
Useless knowledge. Oh.
You know, the NFL league meetings are going on right now, and they're doing a little bit of finagling of the rules. And one of the things, and Sam, I saw you tweet about this earlier today, the hip drop tackle is now verboten. You can't do that anymore.
What is the hip drop tackle?
Sam, you want to explain?
So in effect, when you are tackling someone from behind and you form tackle, and instead of, well, I don't know what the other option is, but they're saying that it's bad for the ankles of the players to throw your weight down to bring them down.
Right. The idea
isn't that the idea of tackling?
Well, that's what I thought.
The difference is with a hip drop tackle, you leave your feet. So you kind of go out sideways and leave your feet
bring them down.
Exactly. So you put your arms around him and you kick your feet up in the air and use your weight to drag him down. And like Sam was saying, when you do that, most of the time, your hip is going to land on the opposing player's foot. It can cause ankle injuries, so they're getting rid of that. But
the interesting thing is that they're blaming the hip drop tackle for all of the Achilles tears this year.
Not turf.
Yeah.
Right.
But
okay.
If you look at the replays of the tears, they weren't hip drop tackles that caused the tears.
Well, and enforcement's going to be a real problem here, too. I mean, is this the kind of thing that's going to be reviewable?
Basically, every tackle from behind could be argued as a hip drop tackle because they are running away from you. You have to leap to catch their momentum.
Right. And so if you grab them around the waist like that with both hands, you have to make sure that your feet are on the ground the entire time while you're trying to pull them down.
You guys know the USFL and the XFL have merged.
Yes.
How long until they become more important than the... I am sick of these stupid rules.
They're not doing themselves any favor. I agree with you there.
I'm tackling you from behind. The goal is to get you to the ground.
Yep.
Now, there are legitimate concerns that have been addressed over the years. Obviously, aiming with the crown of your helmet, bad.
Fine.
Sure.
I get that.
Blindsiding some guy intentionally, bad. Doing this to hurt someone's ankle, bad. However, 90% of tackles, this happens solely because of momentum.
Yeah.
The game is literally designed for you to wrap your arms around them and use your body weight to bring them to the ground. If you are sprinting at full speed, the odds of you leaving the ground is like, I don't know, 10 out of 10.
But if you, and there's no guarantee on the other side, even if you leave both of your feet on the ground, that your hip won't land on his ankles. So I don't even know that it's going to solve the problem they're trying to solve.
Yeah,
what's the problem they're trying to solve?
Hip drops landing on some guy's ankle and blowing his Achilles out. So
instead of just getting real grass.
Yeah, right.
We're not the problem. The players are the problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the NFL's never going to take responsibility.
How many players in the last season blew out their Achilles?
Oh, gosh. It was like 7 or 8. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
there were more than a few, but I mean, to Sam's point, I'm not convinced that this rule change is going to forestall any of that. It also doesn't help matters that your average defensive lineman now is, what, 308 pounds? So, yeah, dude's got a lot of meat on him.
Is that right?
It's probably not, but it's got to be somewhere up there.
You know, I was a lineman when I played in high school. At 185 pounds.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, one of the greatest football players of all time, tweeted, why don't we just fast forward in time and put the belts with the flags on, i.e.
Right.
flag football.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And I think, yeah, there's some truth to that. I mean, how far do they have to go before it's too far? J.J. Watt, for example, weighs 288 pounds. So, yeah, he was a big dude.
He's a horse.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I can remember the very first offensive lineman, 300-pounder, to enter the NFL, and that was mid-'80s. Now how many are there? All of them.
Who was that?
You remember
his name?
It wasn't Mandrich, was it? I'm trying to I just remember when it happened because they made a big deal out of it at the draft. It's like, he's 303 pounds.
Do you remember when the refrigerator or the fridge?
William Perry, yeah.
William Perry. Now, he was a
defensive lineman for the Bears.
But he was, what, like 390-something pounds?
Oh, I don't know that he was that big. He was well over 300. I thought he was like 3 1/4, something like that. But, yeah, remember when they made him a running back in the Super Bowl?
He scored a touchdown.
Because, of course, who wants to tackle that?
His playing weight was 335 pounds.
335. Okay, there you go.
Quick break for the news. Doobie Brothers. Nice. News coming up next. Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi. Joining us for the next 3 hours here on Daniel Parks when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.